Title: Rubber Base in Jungle Context Beginner. Alright, let's build a classic rubber base for Jungle in Ableton Live. The goal here is that bouncy, elastic base that rolls under a breakbeat without bullying it. Think movement, snap, and groove but controlled. By the end, you'll have a solid rubber base patch, a simple jungle pattern, and a clean processing chain that stays tight at 172 BPM. First, set up the session so the bass has something real to sit against. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and drum and bass. Now drop in a breakbeat loop. An Amen-style break is perfect, but any rolling break works. Quick warp tip. If it's a full break loop and it's getting too choppy, try warp mode set to beats, and turn transient loop off. That can keep the break feeling more natural instead of machine-gunned. Before we touch the bass, listen to the break solo for a moment. Here's a super useful coach trick. Pick your bass home note from the break, not just from what a sample pack label claims. Breaks often have a tonal pull in the tail of the snare or the room tone. Hum the lowest note that feels like home. That's your root. If you're not sure, don't stress, we'll start in F minor, because it's beginner-friendly and works great for jungle. Now, create the bass instrument. Add a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. We're going for mono, legato behavior with a short glide. This is where that rubbery slide comes from, but we're keeping it tight. Turn mono on. Turn legato on. Set voices to 1. Then set glide, or portamento, somewhere around 45 to 90 milliseconds. Start at 60 milliseconds. If you go beyond 100, it starts sounding sloppy in a fast break context, so keep it short. Now oscillator settings. Keep this simple. Oscillator 1 is your weight. Set OSC 1 to a sine, or a sine-ish basic shape. Bring its level to around minus 6 dB. Oscillator 2 is your skin, the bit the filter can grab onto. Set OSC 2 to a saw or square, but keep it quiet. Somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dB is fine. If you want a tiny bit of width and tone, add a very small detune, like 0.05 to 0.12. Not mandatory. The logic here is, sine gives you the fundamental and the thump, and the quiet bright oscillator gives the filter something to chew, so the bounce reads on smaller speakers. Now we make it rubber. Filter movement. Go into Waveeatable's filter section. Choose a low-pass filter. LP24 is a classic tight choice. LP12 will be a bit looser and more open. Start with LP24. Set cutoff around 120 to 250 Hz to begin. Resonance around 15 to 30%. If there's a drive control available there, add a little, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Now secret sauce is envelope 2 controlling the filter cutoff. Set envelope to attack very fast, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Sustain at 0%. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then assign envelope 2 to the filter frequency. Set the amount around plus 25 to plus 45. Start at plus 35. Now play a note and listen. You want to hear a little plop or boing right at the start of the note. If it feels too dull, increase the envelope amount or raise the cutoff slightly. If it feels like it's whistling or honking, pull down resonance or reduce envelope amount. Optional, but very jungle. Add subtle pitch booing. We're going to use that same envelope too, and tickle the pitch very slightly. Assign env 2 to OSC 1 pitch, somewhere around plus 3 to plus 8 semitones. Start at plus 4. Keep the same general decay range, around 120 to 200 milliseconds. This should feel like elasticity, not a cartoon sound effect. If it starts sounding like a laser or a siren, back it off. Also, if you're hearing clicks at the front of notes, fix it the clean way. Raise the amp attack slightly. Even 2 to 5 milliseconds can smooth the edge without making it less punchy. Okay, sound is moving. Now let's write a jungle pattern. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 1/16. We'll use F minor. F, Ab, and C are your main notes. Keep the bass mostly in the F1 to C2 range. That's the pocket. Here's a simple pattern to start with. I'll describe it by where it lands in the bar. At the very start of the bar, play F1 for an eighth note, then a short hit of F1 on that area later in beat 2, specifically at 1.2.3, as a 16th. Then on beat 3, play Ab1 for an eighth note, then near the end, at 1.4.2, hit C2 as a 16th, and at 1.4.4, hit F1 as a 16th. Now here's the jungle mindset. Space is part of the bass line. You are not trying to fill every gap. In fact, delete one or two notes where the snare hits hard. In drum and bass phrasing, that's usually around beat 2 and beat 4. Let the snare speak. Try this technique. Add one short pickup note just before a snare, but don't land on the snare. For example, place a bass hit 1/16th after the snare. It feels like the bass is answering the drums instead of masking them. Now velocity. Make your main notes around 90 to 110. Make ghost notes and pickups around 50 to 75. This makes the groove talk without changing the patch. And an important coaching note. Rubber bass is a timing instrument. Don't quantize everything to death. Keep your downbeats tight, but nudge pickup notes a little. If you want a lazy tug, move them 5 to 15 milliseconds late. If you want urgency, move them 5 to 10 milliseconds early. Even better, if your break has swing, match it. In Ableton, you can extract groove from the break and apply it lightly to the bass clip, like 10 to 25%. Subtle is the word. We want it to breathe with the break, not wobble around. Also, use note length like a groove knob. Short notes give you more envelope snap and more bounce. Long notes are smoother and slide more. A great habit is to shorten notes that land near snares, and lengthen notes that happen in the gaps. Now we're going to process the bass so it holds up in a mix. After weaveable, add saturator. Choose a mode like soft sine or analog clip. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip if you want extra control and density. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Quick gain staging tip. Before the saturation and processing really bites, aim for your bass channel peaking around minus 12 to minus 9 dB. Rubber bass gets loud fast once you add harmonics and moving filters. Next, add auto filter for extra motion. Set it to LP12. Start cutoff somewhere between 150 and 400 Hz and find the bounce point. Resonance around 10 to 20%. Add a little envelope amount, like 5 to 15%, just for that extra wah on top of your internal waveable envelope. If you want an LFO, keep it extremely subtle. Amount 3 to 8%. Rate at 1/8 or 1/4. Phase at 0 so it stays consistent and doesn't feel like random wobble. Next, EQ 8, if needed. Do a gentle high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. That's just cleanup. If it's cloudy, make a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If your snare loses crack, try a slight dip around 180 to 220 Hz, because that area can step on the body of the snare in a jungle mix. If it's too clicky or plasticky, gently dip somewhere in the 1 to 3 kHz zone. Small moves. Jungle bass is about placement, not carving it into a different instrument. Now, the glue move. Sidechain compression. Add compressor. Turn on sidechain and feed it from your kick track. If your kick is inconsistent, because you're using a break, you can also create a ghost kick pattern that follows the main pulse and sidechain to that. Start with ratio at 4 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Set threshold, so you get about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Listen carefully, the bass should nod out of the way and then return in time with the groove. If it's pumping too long, shorten the release. If it's not making space, lower the threshold or increase ratio slightly. Optional, but extremely useful if things get messy. Split your bass into sub and mids. Add an audio effect rack after waveable and make two chains, sub and mid. On the sub chain, put EQ8 and low pass around 90 to 110 Hz with a fairly steep slope. Keep this chain mostly clean. This is your stable foundation. On the mid chain, put EQ8 and high pass around 90 to 110 Hz. Then add more saturator drive, like 4 to 8 dB. If you want a hint of grit, add a tiny bit of redux, just a small downsample amount. The goal is texture, not destruction. Then for translation, put utility on the sub chain and set bass mono to about 120 Hz. That keeps your low end solid in clubs and stops stereo weirdness from eating headroom. If you want movement without wobble, you can add chorus ensemble on the mid chain only, very subtle. We're aiming for a little width and texture above the sub, not a big chorus effect. Now let's turn your sound into an actual jungle section with arrangement. Here's an easy 8 to 16 bar plan. For bars 1 through 8, intro, keep the break going, but make the bass more hidden. Lower the filter cutoff and reduce envelope amount so it's rounder. At bar 9, drop, bring the full bass back, restore the envelope amount so the bounce appears immediately. Bars 9 through 16, add a variation without rewriting everything. Change the last two notes every two bars, or add an 8-note rest before a snare fill for drama. Another classic trick is removing bass for one bar, then slamming it back in. Instant tension. A simple automation plan that works almost every time is three stages. Intro is darker and less bouncy. Drop is full bounce. Second drop is slightly brighter or slightly more saturated on the mid-chain. Progression without chaos. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you tweak. If glide is too long, it becomes sloppy. Keep it under 100 milliseconds. If your bass plays non-stop, it kills jungle. You need negative space so the break can breathe. If your sub is distorted, the whole mix falls apart. Distort mids, not the very bottom. That's why the sub slash mid split is so powerful. If it fights the snare, you probably have too much energy around 150 to 250 Hz, or the sidechain isn't doing enough. And if the filter resonance is too high, it can whistle and dominate. That's cool for a moment, but it shouldn't be permanently screaming. Before we wrap, here are two fast practice tasks you can do right now. First, do a 50-minute mini exercise. Build the patch, then write 2 1-bar patterns. Pattern A is busier, pattern B has more space. Arrange 8 bars, first 4 bars use pattern A, next 4 use pattern B. Then adjust sidechain release until the bass literally feels like it's moving with the kick. Then do a quick reality test. Bounce a loop and listen at low volume. If you can still feel the groove when it's quiet, you've nailed the rhythm. If the groove disappears, you probably need more mid character, better note placement, or less clutter. Second, a homework style challenge if you want to level up. Write 2 2-bar clips. Clip A is mostly the root note with a couple ghost hits. Clip B includes 1 octave jump and 1 very fast passing tone, like a wrong note for a single 16th, before resolving. Then mix test on low volume and on a phone or laptop. The sub should feel stable, and the mid layer should still tell the rhythm even when the sub isn't audible. Final recap, you made rubber bass by going mono and legato, keeping glide short, shaping the boing with a fast filter envelope, adding harmonics with saturator, and locking it to the break using sidechain compression. Then you sequenced it the jungle way, syncopation, call and response, and deliberate gaps. If you tell me what break you're using and what note you picked as the home note from the break, I can suggest a tight 2-bar bass rhythm that dodges that specific snare pattern.